The lion symbolizes the inner danger of deluded pride. As generally lions are very proud. Because of our pride, we continue to wander in cyclic existence, samsara. We always think we are higher than others, and that we possess understanding and qualities that others do not have. This inner delusion constantly interferes with our opportunity to find release from the miseries of samsara. For this reason, we should be afraid of the lion of pride. So there are many different types of pride. But as Venerable Geshe has explained, that this is quite helpful for us as Dharma practitioners, especially if we've been studying Dharma for a long time. Sometimes, if we've been studying Dharma for a long time, sometimes there's a danger that when we are reading a Dharma book or we're listening to a Dharma teaching, then we think, oh, I know this. Oh, yeah, I know this. Or, oh, yeah, I've already heard this. And we want to hear something different. We think, I know this, I've heard this. And as a result, we only pay superficial attention to the Dharma teaching. So this type of pride, this type of pride prevents us from gaining deep experience of Dharma. It's quite harmful, you know. Because we think, oh, yeah, I've heard this. I know that. So the only way to overcome this pride is to actually put what Dharma understanding we have into practice. If we sincerely practice Dharma, not just thinking, I know this, but thinking, am I practicing this? If we sincerely practice Dharma, then we will get a taste of Dharma. We will understand the inner peace and joy that comes from the inner protection the joy that comes from the inner protection of Dharma experience. Because we put our intellectual understanding of Dharma into practice, and so our mind transforms. For example, we find ourselves in a situation where normally we would get upset or angry, but because we are actually practicing our guru's teachings on patience, we protect our inner peace, and we find the freedom and mental joy in that experience. It's real inner protection. When we hear a teaching, the things we normally see do not exist, and we're like, yeah, I've heard that a million times. But if in our daily life we are actually thinking, the things I normally see do not exist, all phenomena are merely imputed and do not exist from their own side, and we get some special wisdom understanding, and we see the freedom within the space of emptiness, and we taste that Dharma. And we have so many examples, you know. If we actually put the Dharma teachings into practice and we taste, we have an inner experience of Dharma, then we will be happy and inspired listening to any Dharma teaching, no matter how basic it is or how many times we have heard it. It will be like nectar going into our mind, because we understand it is real refuge and protection, the sole medicine for all suffering and the source of all happiness. Therefore, the Tibetans used to say, an evil person can be tamed by Dharma, but a proud person cannot.